Good morning, guys.
How'd you come up with the premise for this?
Well, I mean, the idea was exactly as you said it, to take some of these experiments, some of these theories that have come out of laboratories and take them onto the street. And it is kind of true reality TV, basically. It's me, it's two co-hosts who are improv actors and comedians. We go out on the street and we grab the first people who pass by and we try this stuff out. No one's punched us in the face. We've been hugged by people at the end of it. But we've also proved that these theories, most of them, are true. They hold water. Things like change blindness. So let's say I gave you a camera, asked you to take my photo, then I switched out with somebody else. Would you notice the difference? You say, of course I'd notice the difference. Most people don't notice the difference. I swapped out with Scott, my co-host. He's taller than me. He has a beard. One lady said he's also much better looking than me. But most people didn't notice the switch. We switched and they carried on like nothing had happened. Change blindness. We think we wouldn't fall for it. Most of us would.
Do you get people willing to do some crazy things?
We do. I mean, as I said, these are all just passers-by, so we don't know what we're going to get. But Scott, my colleague, went ahead in Central Park and pretended he was a bird watcher and that he'd spotted this rare bird in the tree, which was in fact a dead stuffed bird. And he gradually asked people to do more and more ridiculous things to get the bird's attention so he could take a photograph. So first, people look through the binoculars. That's fine. Then they shake maracas. Then they put on a bird mask. Then they start making ridiculous noises. The things he managed to persuade people to do are ridiculous, and that's called foot in the door. He asked them to do a small thing first, just look through binoculars, no big deal. Gradually, he gets them deeper and deeper and deeper until they're in too deep, and they will do basically anything.
Did you upset anybody? Kind of trickery.
I would say in the whole time, we upset maybe two people, which I was very glad about. Nobody punched us. Two people got mildly upset. But the idea of the show isn't to prank people, isn't to get people annoyed. The idea is that we, along with them, the members of the public, are proving these theories. And at the end of it, most people laugh. They're in on it. They're happy. This isn't a show where we're making fun of people. This is a show where we're trying to prove theories with the help of people on the street.